in this bulletin. Multiple states changed their booster dose interval from 4 months to 3 months. A man has been charged over the murder of a 9-year-old girl who had been missing in the Blue Mountains. And in sport, women's top seed Ash Barty is through to the third round of the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. South Australia is joining New South Wales and Victoria in reducing the COVID-19 booster vaccine interval from 4 months to 3 months. It comes as the state records 6 COVID-19 related deaths and 3,482 new cases. State Premier Stephen Marshall says lowering the timeframe between doses will increase vaccine uptake.
We've got a very, very strong booster rate in South Australia. In fact, about 60% of all people eligible have already had their boosters, and that's why today I announced that we're going to shorten that timeframe down from 4 months to 3 months so that those people who had their second dose 3 months ago are now eligible for their booster.
There are currently 294 people in hospital, 23 of whom are in intensive care, with 4 requiring ventilation. New South Wales authorities have announced that residents who have had their second vaccine dose 3 months ago or more are now eligible for their booster from January 21. It will be available at the 40 state-run vaccine hubs across New South Wales. The state has also recorded 32,297 new coronavirus infections. Premier Dominic Perrottet says the shortened timeframe is due to the continued threat of the Omicron variant.
Today's decision will enable over 3.5 million more people from our state to be able to be eligible for that booster shot. As we are clearly seeing, boosters are key to keeping yourself, your friends and your family safe.
And around 1.2 million Victorians are now eligible for their third COVID-19 dose after the time interval also changed in that state. Vaccine hubs will hold a 4-day booster blitz to encourage newly eligible people to get a third shot. A man has been charged with the murder of a 9-year-old girl who had been missing in the Blue Mountains for 5 days. Police say they have found human remains in a barrel in the Collo River that were consistent with the missing child. Officers arrested a 31-year-old man in a unit in Surry Hills at 8:30 on Tuesday night and charged him with murder. He has appeared at the Central Local Court today, where he was refused bail and will now remain in custody until a further court hearing in March. New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner Karen Webb says the search for clues will continue.
The investigation will be ongoing. There is still a lot to determine in terms of it's now in the hands of the coroner, cause of death and a number of other lines of inquiry.
Tourism leaders are welcoming the federal government's decision to rebate visa application fees for international students and backpackers, but are urging them to reconsider the continued ban on other barred international travellers. Prior to the pandemic, up to 400,000 international students and working holiday makers were employed per year in Australia. John Hart, Executive Chair of Australian Chamber Tourism, says the rebate will make Australia a more attractive destination for these workers, as visa payments have always been a significant deterrent. However, he adds that all border requirements for fully vaccinated travellers need to be lifted, as working holiday makers are Australia's most important visitor market.
Pre-COVID, they were spending $3.2 billion in our tourism economy, and we need to have those working holiday makers back. We need to get that $3.2 billion back in our economy, but we also need the contribution that they make to our workforce. And we're very reliant on those working holiday makers to staff businesses across tourism and hospitality, but also across the agricultural sector.
In sport, Ash Barty is through to the third round of the Australian Open. The 25-year-old beat world number 145 Italian Lucia Bronzetti 6-1, 6-1 in just 52 minutes. The win came on the tournament's inaugural First Nations Day, and Barty spoke after the match about her relationship with former world number one Yvonne Goolagong. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 39. Adelaide, sunny, 35 degrees. Melbourne, much the same, 30. Hobart, mostly sunny, 23. Canberra, partly cloudy, 21. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, possible shower, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two, 25. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, similar conditions, 33. And Darwin, much the same with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.